time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Price City Council member Lane Miller. And if Lane's here, we're talking Culture Connection. And it's getting to be that time where we're getting ready to head back outside. This year's switched up a little bit. It's called the Peace Garden Parties, brought to you by Culture Connection, Music in the Park. And we're going to talk all about the lineup for Culture Connection this year, and they've got it stacked and ready to go. And also, we've got one left inside the Civic, and that's going to come up here on May 12th. We'll talk about that one as well. Lane, thank you so much for coming in today.
How are you? I'm glad to be here.
I'm doing well. I'm ready to go out and enjoy some live music. I can tell you that.
Me too.
So let's start off, before we get into the Culture Connection season itself, we still have one left inside the Civic, and that's going to be on May 12th, and that's Gus Clark. And you guys have done away with streaming completely in these things, right?
We have. We had our last one live streamed, and from now on, you have to come down and join us to party.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we've talked about that in the past, that a lot of things have made it so easy for people to just stay sheltered and stay home. And it's time to get back out and have some fun with your friends and neighbors again and enjoy live music.
We made it easy to stay home and do nothing. And I hate it. I'll be honest with you. I like being out, meeting people. It's time for us to get back together and enjoy each other's company.
And that's really one of the cornerstones of Culture Connection.
Sure.
Is getting everybody out and having fun for the whole family and enjoying live music. So once again, the last indoor concert of the season will be May 12th, and that's Gus Clark. He'll be at the Civic Auditorium. Doors open around 6:30. Show starts at 7.
Yep.
And remember, it will not be streamed. So if you want to check out Gus Clark, get down there and see him and enjoy it at the Civic Auditorium. All right, now, let's dive into this Culture Connection.
You know, as season. I look at that, I'm really proud of our lineup.
It's stacked. Like I said, it's ready to go. And we're going to kick off right there June 9th with the Whiskey Boys. Now, we just watched a clip of the Whiskey Boys. Very folksy Americana. Yes. Yep. It was three guys, a guitar, a fiddle, and a banjo.
Banjo, yeah.
And you know what? They really sounded good. This was a performance of them back east in Boston, I believe it said. But that one I'm looking forward to. And then on the 16th, we got a lot of local acts. And that's our first local act on the 16th is Wedge.
Wedge. That's the kids. That might sound disrespectful, but they're local kids, and they are really good. Last time they played, the Peace Garden was full of teenagers, so get down there early to get your seats, or you won't have a place to sit.
And, you know, you may have seen them at, they played at the Helper Arts Festival on the stage on Main Street. They were part of the Halloween Festival that the Price City Youth Council put on. And, yes, they're all high school kids that are part of the jazz band there at high school. They put together a group, and they're phenomenal. They really are. All right, then moving into June 23rd, we have Slow Ride making a return to Carbon County.
We had them in the Civic Auditorium. They were a hit. They said, instead of kids, it's a bunch of old guys. They're about my age.
So you go from one extreme to the other.
That's right. But they were really true professionals, you could tell.
So you got Slow Ride then on June 30th, we don't want to leave these guys out, Shuffle. And they're a band out of Salt Lake City, but they're here so much, we think they should just be considered local.
Yeah, I agree. And they are so popular. They're really hard for us to get. They're performing in Sturgis. They're starting to perform all over. And I was afraid they might have priced us out of the market, but they felt sorry for us, I think. They enjoy Carbon County, and they were thrilled to come.
And they come down, they're always here for the Arts Festival. They have done International Days before. They have done, you know, Culture Connection numerous times, and they're so much fun because they are they're really a party cover band.
They are. And there are times when if you close your eyes, you can see the authentic group playing. They are that good.
They are that good. All right, so then we move into July. July 7th with the Deltas. And we haven't seen them around for a while, and it's mostly because of COVID.
Yes. In fact, I think they may have been our first COVID live streaming group. They were in Bend, Oregon, if I remember right, in a like a practice trailer, and they performed live from that trailer from Bend, Oregon, direct to Price City. It was really cool. First time I'd seen anything like that.
It really was. And the Deltas, a lot of people in our area know them. I really like the Deltas. Rock, bluesy, just very good group.
Helper has adopted the Deltas. We kind of had to steal them from Helper.
Well, you should share anyway, right?
I know. Yeah, that's right. All right. That's right.
Then coming up on July 14th, another local band, Andrew Laszlo.
I can't remember the last time we had the Andrew Laszlo band play, so I'm thrilled.
And you know, he's local. It's all local musicians, and they play a little bit of everything.
They do, and they really engage the audience. They're really fun.
All right, then coming up on July 21st, and this one you're pretty excited about because we had them scheduled, and now they're going to finally be able to come here, and it's the 23rd Army Band.
I think of all the groups that we've had over the years, we got more requests, more comments from the 23rd Army Band. The secretary in City Hall, I wasn't there, but she said just as they started to play, there was the double rainbow behind them. And I said, I did it. I paid extra for the double rainbow.
And you got it.
Yep.
And you got it.
They're fabulous.
So they will be here July 21st. Then the next week, it'll be another local act, Angie Murray, on July 28th.
You know it's going to be good if Angie's there.
You know that it's going to be good. Yep. And then we're going to have Natural Causes, which is the band with Mark Clabell from Channel 2. They will be kicking off International Days in the Peace Gardens on August 4th.
Now, think about what you said. International Days, August 4th. That's a new date.
That is. We've moved it a week.
Yep. That's a week later than normal. Last time they were here, it rained. They stayed, and people danced in the rain. It was fabulous. It was so fun.
So maybe you need to put in your weather request for that day as well.
Let's do it dry this time.
That perfectly.
Yeah.
Then August 11th is Fabled Folk. They were here last season as well.
They were.
And August 18th, the season wraps up with Katie McLeod. And she was here as well. You said she was part of actually a band
that played.
And then you guys brought her in. And this is the second time that she's been here.
Yes. By herself. She plays a fabulous fiddle. She's really fun.
So that is the lineup. And I'll tell you what, that is a lot of fun for the whole family. And it's the best part is, it's absolutely going to cost you nothing.
Yep. But go look at all the stuff on the bottom of
this
flyer.
But that's right. Let's talk about that. We got other great things to, you know, go down and enjoy the whole evening.
We have food. We're going to have local vendors, food trucks. And best of all, for the first time ever, we're going to have a beer garden.
And you will have the beer garden. We'll be at every single one of these Culture Connection events. You know what? Get out, take the whole family, have some fun, and enjoy live music again. Get out with your friends and your neighbors. Lane, I'd hate to say it, but I think Anna's done it again.
I do too. I'm excited.
This is going to be a great Culture Connection season. If people are looking for this schedule or anything like that, where can they find it?
Facebook.
On the Price City Facebook page. Head on over to there, look at it there, find it. And yes, this is a great, great lineup for Culture Connection, and excited to get the summer started. Lane, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.